Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin L. Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Derv. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. Get access to all the exclusive content like the OG pods that we've been doing, like the watch-alongs for movies and sporting events, like the Discord. As Twitter becomes more and more of a fucking vile place, go ahead and hit that Discord up, man. Find some like-minded people. Let's have fun. Let's have some great conversations. Who knows? You might catch one of us on there. I know Zach and Maze are on there heavy. Trey, I believe you'd be on the Discord as well. I might find my way there too. But anyways, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you want to be. We've got a hell of a show ready. Let's get started.
I lost a friend. Very sudden. Woke up to the news yesterday. My man Hovain Hilton. One a very vital piece to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? If people didn't know, they know they're gonna know now or down the line. And Hov has been putting in work for a decade plus. But just genuine and a great dude, man, father, teacher, innovator, you know what I'm saying? Great manager. I mean, tricks of the trade, man, like really was a good dude, man. And, you know, I originally became friends with him on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at the time when he was managing Troy Ave. And then obviously, you know, his career continued to blossom and, you know, he became the VP of Cinematic with Johnny Shipes and started to, you know, Banks and different other talent, LaRussell. I mean, you can go down the line. But yeah, man, we lost a very important person, especially in my life, you know what I mean? And I can't even take, like, selfishly say how important he was to me, but how important he was to everyone else. We nicknamed him like the great connector, cause he just knew how to like connect different people. Like, oh, you should know him, should know this person. Like Hovain was like one of the first people to kind of welcome me to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Got my, like, my broker, my chef. Like anything I potentially needed, you know what I mean, and answered all my questions as a new New Yorker, man. I'm really heartbroken that I lost a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I didn't know him at all, right? But I seen the name, and particularly on Twitter, because he was very active on Twitter. I always see the name. And
hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I got the news that he passed away from no fewer than like five different group chats. From completely different people. and I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing people post, and I'm like, yo, this dude knew everybody, because these are all my friends and they all knew him. And so I'm trying to remember the last time somebody connected with so many people on a personal level, not like, you know, Prince dying or something like that, but someone that a lot of people truly knew and all of them loved. And I can't remember the last person where that happened like that. And obviously it speaks volumes to him and his legacy. Who was he? So I knew he managed Troy Ave. Who has he managed since then?
Lloyd Banks, Styles P, mm-hmm. Griselda guys. Young Guru.
Guru. He just posted something about him like 2 days ago.
Smoke Dizza. I mean, you can go down the line.
Right.
At some point, Ho Banks had his hands in a lot of people's careers. But just not even just his professional life. I think it's just more so him giving his time, giving his ear,
right,
his energy to a lot of people. And I think that's why people are so shooken up about it, because
right,
he took time to actually listen. He took time to talk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm mentoring Huey Briss. I had some music questions that I really, you know, I'm not really well versed in the music space, and I just want to like guide this kid in the right way. I would call up Ho like, yo, we thinking about dropping this EP right here. You know what I mean? Is this mm-hmm. a good time? Or should we do this? Or, you know what? I feel like he'd be in better hands with you. And I know you got a lot of artists, and you know, could you find time for him? You know what I'm saying? Or another person trying to connect. And I mentioned yesterday that like one thing about losing connectors is that whether they're in your family, you think about your grandma, you think about that one friend that brings everybody together. Like you'd be like, hey, this nigga in town, and everybody comes out for them. When they leave this earth, you can't replace that. You can't fucking duplicate it. You can't try to mix it up. And shit ain't never the same. You know what I'm saying? And that was whole for a lot of people, because he knew how to not only give you the attention, but then also connect you with the right people. Like, oh, you would be cool for this dude. He knew how to micro, like basically, I know your type of personality and what type of crowd you would want to be in. So if he's like, oh, you're a man of me? Oh, y'all in sports. Okay, I'm gonna connect y'all with him and invite us to shit that's more topic related to us versus being with some shit that you'd be like, bro, why we here? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, like I said, the people that I normally call and I talk to, and losing them type of people, it sting because I can't pick up the phone and call them. So it's just a tough hit. I mean, I don't want to say thoughts and prayers, man. I'm just sending my love to Kim and the kids, just because not only was he a great person to everyone, but he was a great dad, man. And he showed that and loved out loud and showed how he loved his family. He did everything for his family. So it's just a real hit to the community, and I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah, man, that's a tough one, man. Again, like, I think it says a lot about him, given how the genuine response has been from people, that goes beyond kind of thoughts and prayers. You know, a lot of people bringing up, you know, calling him a brother in the truest sense. So rest in power, Ho Vane, and I hope your family is taken care of, and they can mourn but also celebrate your life and the legacy you leave behind. All right, that's gonna do it for us here. Special thanks to Black Trey and Big Gur for joining us as always. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Become a Patreon member, get access to the OG pod, get access to the watch alongs, get access to the Discord and everything else. Until next time, stay black in the punch.